Testimony is underway in the federal corruption trial of Philadelphia District Attorney Seth Williams. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, attorneys delivered their opening statements today.
Williams is facing a 29-count indictment on charges of accepting bribes and stealing tens of thousands of dollars from family and his political action committee. His lawyers, though, say the government has nothing that'll send Williams to jail. Defense attorney Thomas Burke told jurors 0 + 0 + 0 + 0 + 0 = 0. Burke says the five schemes Williams allegedly participated in boil down to bad mistakes and poor judgment. But prosecutors say Williams put his office up for sale to help close friends and took money meant to pay for his mother's nursing home so he could cover personal expenses. They also say he used city vehicles when he was off the clock. All of it to, quote, line his own pockets and live beyond his means. The government's first and only witness of the day was the director of accounts receivable at the nursing home where Williams' mother lived. The witness list also includes two wealthy businessmen who allegedly bribed Williams, as well as former city managing director Rich Negrin and former Philadelphia District Attorney Lynn Abraham, Williams' old boss. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.